This is Passport to Texas. Bastrop State Park lost most of its loblolly pines in last year's Labor Day wildfires. But our state park guy, Brian Frazier, says thanks to the Arbor Day Foundation and you, the park is getting new trees this fall.
Arbor Day Foundation, together with a lot of corporate sponsors, have helped integrate this program where people can sponsor trees for $1 a piece for up to the next 5 years. It's a way that people can tangibly get involved and help regrow Bastrop State Park and those big, tall, drought-resistant loblolly pines that make the Lost Pines Forest so unique and such a worthy destination here in Central Texas. After we've done some erosion management, after we've done all of the surveys, now we're approaching the time to get some trees in the ground, and people have really been anticipating this, and Arbor Day Foundation has it all set up. You can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, texasstateparks.org, and click on the Help Restore Lost Pines banner link, and it'll take you right to the Arbor Day site and how to get involved and how to do it. And we are so excited about this partnership and about the future of Bastrop, Central Texas, and the Lost Pines Forest.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.